Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.
In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. This show is all about sunshine. And for all of you flower children out there, you know, sunshine makes the flowers grow.
Oh, you're a poet.
And I even know it.
Wow.
So pick a few flowers and put them in your hair and enjoy my first song, which was performed by the American pop band The Sunrays. The single reached number 51 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1965 and was included on their 1966 studio album, Andrea,
they
on
did that
Tower
song?
Records.
I didn't know they did that song.
Here's I Live for the Sun.
Go! Sun, 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 sun.
In 1968, turbulence within the Beatles doesn't hurt their appeal as they score their biggest single ever, Hey Jude. Jude, hey Jude. Oh, I love that song. And used their creative differences to their advantage by releasing a double LP comprised of each member's individual contributions that comes to be known as the White Album.
Take a guess what color the album cover was.
I bet you it was white.
Good guess, good guess.
I know these things.
The Beatles did a lot of songs about sunshine, and this song is the king of them all. It is a song written primarily by John Lennon, but credited to Lennon-McCartney, and recorded by the Beatles for their 1969 album Abbey Road as the second song of its B-side medley. A lot of people don't realize the Spanish at the end of this song is just a bunch of Spanish words that the Beatles knew when they thought it sounded good, so they put them all together.
But it has no meaning to it,
doesn't
right?
Mean anything.
Oh my gosh. It's just a bunch of words.
It's all gibberish. Here's Sun King. Excuse me, I dozed off for a little bit. I dozed off. I'm sorry.
Mi amore. That mi amore sounds more Italian than Spanish.
Yeah, it's close enough. In 1968, the Intel Corporation was founded in Santa Clara, California on July 18th. The company's name was conceived as a mixture of the words integrated and electronics. It's only a matter of time before robots take over the world thanks to them.
You think so?
Mark my words, robots are going to take it over the world.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
It takes the sun to give hair that true sunlightened look. Spray on Sun In and speed up the sun.
Sun In, speed up the sunlighting of your hair.
Spray on Sun In and go out in the sun. Give your hair that true sunlightened look. Hey, dishwater blondes or darker browns.
Sun In,
Sun In by Tony.
By Tony.
And you know, it just kind of all fits in with our sunshine this time.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I know. And I used to put that stuff in my hair to keep me blonde because I saw my hair was starting to turn a little. But now only my hairdresser knows for sure what color I really am.
Is gray considered a color?
Shut up. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1968. President Johnson decides not to seek re-election in the face of a deepening national turmoil over the Vietnam War and the anti-war candidacy of Senator Eugene McCarthy.
Listen to the news announcement.
With American sons in the field far away, with America's future under challenge right here at home, with our hopes and the world's hopes for peace and the balance every day, I do not believe that I should devote an hour or a day of my time to any personal partisan causes or to any duties other than the awesome duties of this office, the presidency of your country. Accordingly, I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Richard Nixon beat Hubert Humphrey in the second closest election of the century, and that's the way it was way back when. Sunshine is supposed to make you happy, not sad, which brings me to my next song, which was performed by the British beat group Jerry and the Pacemakers in April of 1964. It was the breakthrough single for the group, spending 12 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, reaching number 4. And they performed the song on their first U.S. television show, The Ed Sullivan Show, on May 3rd, 1964. Here's Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again.
Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
You better not let the sun catch you crying, because this is a sunshine show today.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Unfriendly one-hour film developing. Remember our motto, if you come back 1 hour later and we haven't finished developing and printing your film, then I guess you'll just have to wait, won't you?
And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there going, developing and printing what? My next song is a song by the Kinks, written by their chief songwriter, Ray Davies. Released as a single on June 3rd, 1966, it went to number one on the UK singles chart on July 7th, 1966, remaining there for 2 weeks. The track also went to number one in Ireland.
Huh? Who cares? That's in a different country.
Irish people care. On July 14th, 1966.
When you got to sit there and bring in Ireland, the UK, give me a break. I never bring those in.
In America, it peaked at number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart early autumn of 1966.
That's all we needed to know, my love.
Listen and enjoy. Sunny Afternoon.
And left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone back to her mom park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. So pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Ah, oh, save me, save me, save me from this. Trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. In the summertime, in the summertime.
In 1968, the London Bridge sold for $1 million.
Wow.
About
that's
that.
That's it? That's cheap.
I know. Well, it was 1968. Don't forget.
So, oh.
Yeah. It was later re-erected in Arizona. Now, can you? I just wonder how that whole sale went down. Some guy said, psst, hey, buddy, want to buy a bridge? You know? Seriously, how did that happen?
I don't know. Well, the day's almost over with. The sun's going down, which coincidentally brings me to my last song of the day. I know, I'm sad too. In 1966, the Walker Brothers released their remake as a single, retitled it, and this version met with much greater success than Frankie Valli's. It became their highest rating song of the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the U.S., where it peaked at number 13. Here's The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. Been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.